Hello, everyone, and welcome to How to Quest. I'm Todd.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome to our podcast.
What episode are we on?
This is episode 7.
Episode 7.
And here on this podcast, we talk about things, and we do things, and everybody has a great time.
Everyone loves each other on this podcast. They love themselves.
It's just
a lot of love.
We love each other.
It gets weird.
Yeah, it gets very physical. Very physical love. It's about 90% physical love.
Which is just audio.
Just know that behind this audio, there's a lot more going on than meets your ears.
But
yeah, we're back for another week. Lately, we've been very all over the place with releasing these episodes, but that's just because we're both in college and working on projects and exams and stuff. So, but I finally graduated. Yippee. So I'm done.
Yeah.
And then Alex, you have finals this week.
Yeah, but I only got two of them and I'll be done pretty fast.
All right. So then once that's done, then we'll both be free and we can hopefully manage to then pull off with the whole entirety of summer open to us, be able to at least do one episode every week. What day should we release
I'm pretty sure on Twitter it still says Thursday.
I mean, we could do it on Thursday. Should we do it on Thursday? I guess we can do it on Thursday.
This
is the thing. Well, how about... Yeah, we'll do it on Thursday. Unless any of you guys want to have a say, in which case we'll skew into our little plugins here. You can email us at fantasticalquesticle.com, or not .com, at gmail.com.
I'll just throw it in the description
of the video. Because it's spelled weird. Spelled like testicle, like the end of testicle. And
it's just testicle@gmail.com.
Yeah. That's what it was. You try to type it in, but you know it didn't pass the test.
Censorship and stuff.
So
fantastic. You guys know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you can email us there. Honestly, you can email us saying, what day of the week should we release this podcast?
Because we don't feel like making decisions.
Because, yeah, we're not good at making decisions. And also, speaking of that, we managed to hook the mirror up to Wi-Fi. And so it can now connect to our email. So you can email us the themes. And if it gets enough emails about a theme, it'll just probably spout out that theme that you send us. And then...
We're not really sure how magic works. It's probably just something
like
that.
Yeah, there's one thing that we've learned is that magic is very complicated. And we'll probably never understand it. But you can also like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. That's how_to_quest.
Yeah, you got it.
What else are we on?
Also, the YouTube is finally up and running and up to date.
Oh yeah,
by the time you're hearing this.
So we'll have the episodes up there. I think we have them all except for the most recent one, right?
Let me see. We have them all except 5 and 6. I'm putting up both tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
And then this is 7, so that'll go up when it does. And then we'll finally be up to date and hopefully on some regular schedule.
Yeah, hopefully just regular everything. We finally also invested in not terrible sound equipment. So hopefully this will be the sound, and then it won't just be all over the place like it has been in the past.
But hey,
I think we finally got it down.
It's improv, that's how it works.
Yeah,
even the mic plays along.
Yeah, the mics don't follow the same rules. They're making it up as they go. That's electricity is magic. From what I learned in physics, electricity is more complicated than magic.
Dude, magnets is pure is magic.
No, yeah, magnets straight up shouldn't exist. I'm convinced that there's just like somewhere in like Tibet there's like a a monk who has ascended to become a wizard. And he is just like, magnet. Like if you climb up a mountain, you'll enter a cave and there'll just be probably a group of honestly like these wizard monks, and they're doing like some chant, and that chant is like powering all the magnets in the world, and we have just pretended to understand how they work.
That makes a lot more sense to me than what I learned in physics.
Yes.
But I exactly. also failed physics in high school, so so I have no idea.
I got a B in physics, and I that's what I think. I think that what I just described is more plausible than our current understanding of magnets. So that's where I stand on that. But, however, for today, we do have a theme. The theme is, you wanna say?
Contraband.
Yeah, contraband.
Illegal stuff.
Illegal stuff. I don't know what kind of, well, they're still in hell, so...
I don't know what laws exist. Well, for one, in hell, and for two, just what? In the universe that they're in.
I mean, first of all, if laws exist in hell, I'm pretty sure they straight up murdered like 6,000 people in a DMV last time we checked in with them. So maybe they're already got hell police hot on their trail or something, because they should.
The hell police.
They should be wanted. Or maybe hell doesn't care. Who knows?
I mean, I'd imagine hell really doesn't care if you kill each other.
I guess.
You probably just spawn back in hell and continue being tortured.
Hopefully. Or you go somewhere else and then... Hell's trying to maintain. It's got a quota that it's got to keep up. And, you know, they got to keep the quota. So that's why the hell police... They got to keep the people from killing each other so they meet quota.
That's true.
At the end of the eternity.
Yeah. They got to mine demon rocks and stuff.
Mine demon rocks.
I'm pretty sure that's like the one job in hell is just to mine demon rocks.
Mine demon rocks?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a demon rock and a regular rock?
It just shouts vulgar things at you.
It insults you. So you want to hit. That's why it's like it's a trap, because it's so enticing, because it's so satisfying.
You are just driven to mine the demon rocks.
To smash the thing that's insulting you. And the next thing you know, you've just been mining for like 100 years. But
we figured out what hell is.
We figured out what hell is. There we go. Yeah. We worked through the process, and I think we figured it out. But I mean, we can always just listen in, I suppose.
And find out if that's actually
and see what the actual case is, because who knows? Hopefully they're still kicking.
Yeah.
Busting was not doing well last...
He was puddleified.
He was puddleified. Liquefied, I think that's the word. Puddleified.
Puddleified sounds more stupid, so I'm going to use that.
Fair enough. But, yeah, we will check in with them, I guess. Yeah, might as well. We've been talking about hell for long enough. They don't need to hear more of us talking about hell. When we get the first person, primary source. So, alright, we'll just turn on this mirror and listen in.
Alrighty.
Finkelstein, you're jostling me around. You gotta stop. You gotta slow down.
It's pretty hard to carry you. You're a puddle.
So? You just like, you put me in your little pack that you always got, that we keep everything in, and then, like, why are you even carrying me on your back anyway? Just put me in there, and then I can just settle in.
I'm fine, just...
That looks much cozier.
Did you want to slop in there?
Hey, your bony shoulders.
And my bony shoulders.
Sticking into my bones.
Go on the sack.
And I can't even tell which bones you're even smashing into, so just put me in the back.
Okay, here you go. You're
all right, thank you. All right, this is much more comfortable. Yeah, here we go. All right, well, tell me, what's going on up there since I went into this bag 2 seconds ago?
Well, I have bad news and good news.
All right.
Okay, which one do you want first?
Give me the good news.
Okay, I'm not dead.
Okay. Well, all right, that's something. That's good. Because I'm almost, so, you know, at least we need at least, we need over one of us dead, so we're at like 1.5 right now. All right, but give me the bat, give me the bat.
We're still in hell.
Damn it. Finkelstein, I went into this bag so that you could solve this problem, not to leave us stuck in hell.
I don't know where I'm going. What if we found someone to, like, inflate you?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how being a puddle works.
How do I go about asking someone to inflate you?
I don't know. We should have asked Gelatinous Jim before he had to go back to his father.
Well, he's fine. I'm sure he's being inflated right now.
I mean, I feel like if he could be inflated, he would have been inflated. I feel like he would not have come to us as
maybe
a puddle.
Maybe it's his choice to not have bones. That way he can overwhelm his enemy in puddle form.
I don't know. I'm a puddle right now, and I mean, maybe it just takes some getting used to. I think I can feel where my hands are, finally.
I don't even know you still had hands.
Well, it's just like the area that my hands were. It's hard to explain. You know, it's a puddle thing. It's a puddle problem.
Of course, I wouldn't understand.
All you puddles, all the puddles that are out there, they understand. We're brothers now.
I don't even know if there's puddles anywhere besides hell.
Well, sure there is. Have you ever walked around in the rain?
I mean, puddle people.
Puddles are people. How dare you? Dare you just assume that these puddles aren't people?
I'm not getting into this with you right now.
Well, yeah, you should be focusing on getting us out of hell.
Well, okay. Well, I could go north or west or east or south.
Well, what about west?
I could go east.
That's where Hobnob, aka Visnar. That's where he said we had to go, but I don't know
should we trust him?
I don't know. I guess we might as well. We have literally no idea where we're going. This is hell. We can't kill the Shredders here.
No, unfortunately not.
Unless somebody kills the Shredders.
And then they come here and then we kill them here.
Because they're going to hell. That's for sure. I think, right? I don't know.
I mean, I think that cheese stealing is reputable.
That's true. They've committed a crime. They've stolen, and then they've murdered the cheese as well, so...
They have murdered many... We did speak to the cheese ghosts.
Yes, so we have proof of their grisly murder. So, I think it's safe to assume. But, so, our options are we can either get out of hell, or we can wait here until they die, and then we can kill them.
That doesn't seem like a very foolproof plan.
Well, I guess that's true. We probably shouldn't kill them.
It's just hopefully they die so we can
capture them.
Again.
And then turn them back in so that they can be executed.
So we kill them. Is what you're saying? You're just adding in a middleman.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not murder if there's a middleman.
All the guilt off of us.
It's not murder if
we're just pushing it on to the executioner.
Exactly. Moral's a funny thing, Finkelstein.
Indeed it is.
But, I mean, alright, how do you even think we can get out of here, though? I say, we focus on getting out of here. That's plan A.
Right. What's plan B?
I mean, plan B is wait.
Oh.
Plan B is wait for them to die.
In the event that we don't make it out, we were forced to wait. So really, plan B has to happen if plan A doesn't happen.
That's why it's plan B. That's how plans work, Finkelstein. You gotta go with the program.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we're focusing on plan A.
My plan A is to... Well, my plan C is when I turn into not a puddle, is to slap you across the face for not understanding basic planning.
My plans are flawless. I'm the one getting us out of here right now. Have you seen how much progress I made?
I can't see what progress you made. What progress have you made?
Exactly. I've walked at least 3 steps forward.
All right. Well, I guess, you know, that's 3 steps forward, none back. So, you know, it's progress.
Well, it possibly could be 3 steps back if I'm going in the wrong direction.
True. But there's got to be something. Like, how would you get out of hell? Is there, like, gotta be, like, is there just, like, a door? Is there, like, a portal of some kind? We should, like, We should find somebody and ask them how to get out of hell.
Well, it's a shame that we killed everyone. There's no one around for miles. It's just a lot of entrails.
That's true. Well, I don't know. Maybe there's someone. Maybe someone survived. Gelatinous Jim survived. We really should not have just left. We really should have just asked for help before he left. But, it's too late now. What's done is done.
Maybe we could try to find something off all the dead people. But they kind of exploded, so I don't know if we could find anything intact.
I mean, you can go for it. Go rummage through. Maybe we can find something. Just, don't step on a Lego.
Yeah.
Be careful. Watch your step.
I'm pretty sure all the Legos blew out of here.
Alright, well, I mean, that works then. Just go. All right, I can't see. I'm not you.
Alright.
I'm in a bag.
Alright, I'll see. Oh, I got something.
What is it?
It's a spleen, I think.
It's a spleen?
Yeah.
Alright.
Do you want it?
Yeah. You know what? Put a spleen in here. Put it in the bag.
Here
you
go.
Alright, let me look at it.
Yeah. Alright, can you do anything with that?
I'm going to try to grab it with my hands. Nope. That was my thigh.
Oh, geez.
I can't do anything with it yet. You gotta keep looking.
Okay.
I'm gonna work on it.
Okay. Oh, there's... No, that won't work.
That won't work?
No.
I mean, there's gotta be someone who survived.
I mean, it was a pretty big explosion.
I mean, alright. Fine, then, what's around us?
Okay, well, we have mountains to the east.
Alright. All right. Check.
Alright, we have mountains to the north.
Check.
We have mountains to the west.
Roger.
South? Looks like some fiery stuff down there.
Some fiery stuff?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, you know what? You decide. You can see. So you decide which direction we go.
Here's an idea. We cast ourselves into the fire.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Frankenstein.
All right, here we go.
That's exactly... You know what they say? Out of the frying pan, into the fire. But we've already... We went into the frying pan, going into hell, and then we... Already went into the fire when Vixnar finally, he turned me into a puddle.
Yeah.
So now we just escape because we're already in the fire. So what's outside of the fire?
The fires of hell have to bring us back to reality.
Yeah, exactly.
It just makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, I mean, if you see anyone along the way, literally anything that we could use, put in this bag. I'm gonna work on the spleen. I think I'm starting to figure it out.
Okay, here we go. I was a little bit wrong. It's a sign.
It's a sign?
Yeah, it says fire prohibited.
Fire is prohibited?
Yeah.
Like the fire is not allowed?
It just says fire is not allowed.
Well, it is fire though. Like, so is it breaking a rule already? Is the fire...
The sign is fire, and it says fire prohibited.
Oh, well, then what should we do?
It has to be prohibited for some reason, right?
That's true. I mean, all right, Finkelstein.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it down.
Okay.
Let's start a fire. And then hold it up to the sign and see what happens. Because worst case scenario, somebody notices and they come up to us and they tell us to put out the fire. And then we can ask them how to get out.
All right, true.
Yeah.
All right. Do you still have your fire-making stuff?
I do, but I can't use it.
Don't worry.
I have not gotten to that point yet.
I have watched you one time, so I think I got this covered.
All right, yeah, you just gotta reach underneath me here.
No, this is weird.
Stop. Just do it quick.
I got it.
Okay.
All right, here you go. Ah, oh, there you go.
I mean, yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. I mean, I could just be the fire. Did you start a fire?
Yeah, it's not nearly as big as the sign is.
All right.
A fire is a fire. It's going.
All right. Well, is anything happening? Is there anyone around?
Not yet. I mean, but it says fire, so someone has to come, right? It says fire, we're breaking a rule right now.
Yeah, we are. Let's just, oh no, I guess we can wait here, right?
Yeah.
See if anyone comes.
Take the load off.
All right. Finkelstein, I think I hear someone coming. What's going on?
Someone's definitely coming. Just stay in the back. I'll handle it.
All right, you just handle it.
Okay.
Hello, boys.
Hello, sir.
What are you up to in these parts?
We're trying to find our way back to our own dimension.
Well, I can't help you with that problem, but... Are you aware that you have started a fire in an area where fire is clearly prohibited?
Well, here, may I ask why it's prohibited?
Well, you see, we have to stop the spread of fire, because if the fire reaches those mountains over there, it'll light up the pyre that sits on top of that mountain. You see that one right there I'm pointing to?
Yeah,
that one, exactly right there.
Okay.
And if it lights that pyre, then the portal will open to the other realm of Deodar, and anybody can just walk freely through and go. We can't have that, because then they'll steal all our real estate. We'll just go to shit.
Okay. So, but if we can't get back that way, how do we get back? Couldn't you just let us just light it for a quick second, and we can jump?
Absolutely not. I cannot condone this kind of behavior. Alright, I am paid. I am with the HPD, the Hell Police Department.
Oh.
And I am keeping track. I'm making sure that the economy of Hell stays intact. And if the real estate goes, listen, my job is soon to follow, alright? The chaos is going to hit, and I'm not going to be able to control the crowds. They're all going to be fighting. They're all going to be trying to get out, and then who's paying me?
No one.
That's right.
That's the issue. I see your point. I'll put out the fire.
Well, that's right. Don't you dare. I'm going to leave because I got to go back to the wife. I got to make her some Hell Donuts. They got some fire in them, real spicy.
Nice.
Yeah. But, just don't play with fire, alright? If you play with fire, you're gonna get burned. That's what we say down here in Hell.
Understood.
Alright. Like I said, don't go to that mountain. That mountain, right there.
Yeah.
You see the mountain?
Yeah, I see the, I won't go
mountain?
There.
It's right there between the mountain that's shaped like a U, and then the other mountain... that just looks like a pickle.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, don't go into that.
I won't.
Don't even think about it.
No, I'm not thinking about it.
Alright, then. I'm gonna leave you be. But just keep in mind that the HPD has eyes and ears everywhere.
But I will keep that in mind.
Alright, carry on, sir. I almost forgot. This is a minor citation for a public disobedience. You saw the sign, sir. I'm sorry, I have to do it. It's my job.
I understand you're
an outsider. All right, so I reduced the fee a bit.
Well, I appreciate that.
You can just take that down to the DMV and bring it up with them, and if you want, you can take it to court. You can take it to Hell Court, and one of the Satans will decide on your fate. Whether or not you should be executed, or if you should be electrocuted to death.
So either way, I die.
Yeah, yeah, but he gets to choose. You basically go up to him, and then he chooses how you die.
Oh. Sounds like a pretty good job.
Yeah, not a lot of people go to court, though. There's a bit of a disinclination.
I can see
that. That's why I always have to be out here handing out these tickets, because nobody, you know... The justice system, we're not getting as much funding. People aren't really happy with it, quotations. I'm going to tell you this because, you know, you're an outsider. All right? You know, I got a feeling I can trust you. You know, people aren't too happy with the system down here.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable.
Because, you know, sometimes, because if you don't want to pay, you decide to go to court, and then, you know, you could just have your arm tied to a chicken, and then the chicken just pecks your eye out, and you're dead.
That's another thing that can happen?
Well, he can do anything.
Oh.
He can do anything. Sometimes he'll just take a paper bag, and he'll put it on his head, and he'll just tell a real bad story. And right at the end, you fall asleep, and then he just comes up, and he kills you.
Oh. Well, that seems pretty tame compared to the other ones.
Yeah, at least you're asleep for it. But, so, you know, just for my job, just between as two regular people, just, you know, keep it down. And by that, I mean keep the fire down.
I will.
And, I'm going to be on my way. Those hot spicy donuts are calling my name. I can smell them.
Sounds good. All right. Have a good day, officer.
You too.
You say, did you hear that?
Yeah. So, shit, we got a ticket.
Okay. Don't forget, we're leaving. Who cares about the ticket?
Finkelstein, we got a ticket. We have to pay the ticket.
We don't have to pay the ticket. We will leave. We will leave, and we don't have to pay the ticket.
No, we have to. That's Finkelstein. We're no better. We're no better than Shredders if we don't pay that ticket.
What are we supposed to pay this ticket with?
Well, we can go to court.
It says five demon rocks. I don't know what that means.
Five demon rocks.
Yes, that's the fee.
Oh well, I guess. Well, we gotta find some demon rocks. All right. How about this? We'll combine it. All right. We'll go to the mountain that you said you want them. He said to go to. And then, if we find any demon rocks along the way, we can grab those. And if we happen to find enough, we can pay the ticket.
Okay, that's fair. We do have a small problem, though.
Oh, what's that?
I'm out of flint.
Oh, you used the last of the flint?
Yes.
I had so much flint. The flint was basically, me, it was a couple of fish heads, and then a massive block of flint.
I'm very new at starting fires.
I'm gonna teach you a thing or two when I get out of this puddle.
Alright, but like, here's what I'm thinking. So the sign is just kind of floating there in fiery letters. It's gotta be some kind of like magic fire.
I mean,
we could just take a piece of the sign with us.
All right,
I'm gonna just smuggle it up the mountain.
I wouldn't agree with this, but you know, these are dire straits. And we can't do our job unless we get out of hell. We can't. The innocent cheese is going to die, so we have to make a call. And I say we make the call and take some of that fire.
Okay. Do I just reach my hand in?
I don't know. How are you going to grab it? It's up to you. I don't care. I'm in a bag. Just don't burn me.
Okay, I'm going to grab it. It's freezing.
It's freezing.
It's freezing.
It's a freezing fire?
Freezing fire. It's still red, though. It's still a normal fire color. Well, it's more orange than red, but...
Well, then, Well, first things first, take these fish. These fish are gonna go rotten real soon. Here, just take these out of the bag. Just freeze them, and that'll...
Oh, it's actually working.
All right,
you need some frozen...
All right, fantastic. Fish for you. You know, because I'm... After you mentioned those donuts, now I'm kind of hungry, so we can eat those when we get out of hell.
Yeah. Alright, but, I'm just gonna put this little piece of fire right by you. It might get a little chilly back there, but...
What? Ah! Ow! Oh my god, Finkelstein, this is freezing!
I don't know, I can't just walk around with it.
I'm starting to freeze over! I'm just a puddle. I can barely even move. Luckily, I can't tell what part of me is frozen.
You'll be fine.
All right, just run. You gotta get there fast.
We're going now.
All right, is the cop is in there still, right?
No.
He's far away.
We're right at the base of the mountain right now.
All right.
I don't see any personnel around.
Hey, dickwad!
What?
Yeah, you!
Who said that?
Yeah, you! You smell like shit! Fuck you!
I think it's coming from that rock over there.
What do you mean, a rock?
I think a rock is yelling vulgar things at me.
Hey, your mama's so fat, she tried to eat, but she couldn't because she was so fat. If she ate any more, she would have died.
Yeah, well, you're a rock.
Yeah, I'm a rock. You can't mess with a rock. You're going to die, and I'm going to still be a rock, you piece of shit.
Oh, well, I'll bash your face in with another rock.
Yeah, have fun doing that since I don't have a face because I'm not a face idiot. Look at you. You got a freaking nose. You got to smell things.
Beastick, I need something to kill this rock.
You can smell this.
Beastick, you farted on me.
Yeah, take that. You ain't going up this mountain without getting past my barrage of insults.
Beastick, I don't know what to do.
You gotta... I don't know. This is... You just gotta take out this rock. I can't deal with this, Finkelstein. This is too bad. I'm cringing in here.
Okay, I'll just...
You can't take this much longer.
All right, I'll just grab this bigger rock. And...
Oh, you're a big, strong man. It's gonna take the rock. I'm so afraid. Oh, no. Oh, shit. I didn't think you were actually gonna do that.
Oh, all right.
Well... Well, fuck you. I'm just gonna go to bed. I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah, you do that. Basically, I think I killed it.
Oh, good thing you killed that. That was getting bad, Finkelstein. We are in hell, but you are getting roasted.
Thank you, Basically, I realize.
Do you want to reach into this bag and hold this fire for a little bit? To cool down that burn?
Let's just press on. Let's just move on.
Alright, well, you're the one that's moving. It ain't me.
Well, there's some weird-looking, like, spiny trees around me right now. I don't like the look of this.
Really? Oh, I can see them overhead. That is, yeah, those are not... Don't climb those, whatever you do.
I wasn't planning on it.
Alright, well, good. I'm glad we're on the same page, Finkelstein. I can't tell with you sometimes. Sometimes you take an entire bag of flint to start a fire.
I mean, hey, it's getting us out of here, isn't it?
Sometimes, you know, Wes, you can't even... We should have brought Four-Face, is what we should have... We would be out of here by now.
I don't know what Lance would do in hell. I don't know if he could make it.
That's true. Well, we'll never know, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I do have to get back. I'm worried that he's eating people now because I haven't fed him.
You're concerned? You haven't even trained him to not eat people?
He's getting better. He bites people every now and then, but he's only takes off like an arm or a leg. He's not the whole body anymore.
Wait, he could have eaten me?
Could have. Nah.
I don't know if we should be traveling before Face anymore with Finkelstein. You gotta keep this thing. I gotta know that this thing is not gonna just eat me.
I told you, I have it under control.
I don't even have soap to protect me anymore, Finkelstein. Do you understand? He might not eat me because I had... That's probably why he didn't eat me. Because I was covered in soap. And soap tastes disgusting. Trust me, if I could eat soap, I would... That's all I would eat. But it's not good. It's really not good.
So then, with that luck, then you'll be fine. Because then we'll get back. We'll get some more soap before we...
Well, we gotta get soap, like... We gotta get soap ASAP.
Is there hell soap?
I don't know. You tell me. If you find hell soap, I want that hell soap. Because, like, I'm not gonna be able to find hell soap not in hell, you know? That's a rare soap.
That's true. That is true. Maybe we should ask that officer if he knew about any hell soap.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I mean, we don't want him here now. We've got this illegal fire in your bag. But I'm freezing, so you gotta keep going. Just run through these trees.
Run through the thorn trees of death?
Just, you gotta go through them, Finkelstein. This is it. I know it's gonna hurt. It's a challenge. But this is hell. This isn't regular day, Odar. This isn't purgatory. This is the real time, alright? We've been training for this.
Okay.
You know? Ever since back in Roadbed. You know, this is what they prepared us for in questing school.
Okay, I'm getting ready. Okay. I'm just gonna walk around the trees.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, yeah, do that.
Yeah, no, I'll just walk around.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, I thought I was gonna try to pump you up because I mean, you know, the teachers always said, you know, one day a wizard is going to trick you into hell, and you're gonna have to run through a bunch of thorny trees.
Well.
And, you know, I really thought that, you know, when she said that, I was like, wow, that sounds like adventure. That sounds like questing. And, you know, it finally happened. Here we are. And now you're just going to go around.
Well, it was either the thorn trees or the floating shoelaces.
Oh, well, there's floating shoelaces.
The floating shoelaces. Possibly bootlaces. I don't want to discriminate.
Bootlaces. Well, are they tied or are they untied?
No, they are most definitely tied.
Oh, they're tied.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be safe then. If they were untied,
I'd be really worried.
If they were untied, I'd say get the hell off this mountain and back into hell.
I'd much rather be in hell than an untied shoe forest.
That is for certain. You would not walk a single step. You'd be stuck there forever. You'd be tripping for all eternity. Now that is hell.
We must be getting pretty deep if we're at this place.
I agree. So, I mean, how close are we? Are we close to the cave he's talking about?
We're nearing it. I'd say it's probably like a couple hundred meters ahead of us.
Alright, well, is there anything ahead? Like, you made it past the untied shoelaces?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the tied shoelaces?
It's flat and open. It's like this big plateau on top of the mountain, and there's some cave sticking up in the distance.
No. Well, this is good. This is the flat stretch. This is what they call the home stretch, Finkelstein.
I get it, because if we go through the stretch, then we get home.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So I need you to stretch.
Okay.
Don't run before stretching.
Okay, true. Which?
All right.
Okay.
Before stretching.
I'm gonna do some arm circles.
All right, do those arm circles.
Yeah.
I can see it from the back.
See these big arm circles? I have pretty good wingspan going on.
Those are pretty good. Careful, Finkelstein. Yeah. You're gonna fly soon.
Yeah.
I figured I'd just kind of boost your confidence a little bit.
Thank you, Beast.
After that rock really tore you down.
Don't talk to me about the rock.
Oh, I'm going to talk to you about the rock.
Talk to you about the rock.
Later, I'll talk to you about the rock. Just get me out of hell.
Fine.
All right, go for it.
All right, here we go. Ready? Okay, I'm running.
All
right. Hey, is that them? Hey!
Hey!
Hey, you're running across.
Yeah.
What are you running? I told you not to go near that cave.
We're running from the shoelaces.
The shoelaces, they're tied. They can't go anywhere.
They can only become untied. Haven't you heard that one out of every 99 shoelaces comes untied?
I have not heard any such statistic. I don't know what world you're coming from. Down here in hell, our laces stay tied.
Well, counterpoint. I'm gonna run. Go.
Get back here.
I'm gonna run. See you soon. Let's go.
Hey, you can't go into that cave. I told you not to go into that cave.
I'm going in there. I'm making it back home.
You can't go back to that cave. That's the second one from the right.
I'm making it back home. You say we're in. We're in. I don't know where to go.
You have to. Quick. I mean, you gotta make a call. We gotta go. Which way?
I'm going left.
Okay. All right.
We're gonna try.
So dark in here. I can't see anything.
We're gonna try.
You think you can run? I know these kids like the back of my hand.
At least I don't even know the back of my hand. I can't even see the back of my hand.
Okay, I'm just gonna hide. I'm gonna hide.
All right.
Smells fishy in here. Frozen fishy. I ain't smelled frozen fish since somebody tried to take up the fire and light the secret power, not unleashing the hordes of the other realm. Where are you? I will find you. You can't hide from me.
Right, you stay. I'm gonna move, okay? Here we go. Here we go.
Okay. Alright, I can stay here.
Okay. Okay.
Just need to be extra quiet.
Hold on. We're going pretty deep.
Yeah, we are.
Pretty deep in the mountains right now.
Okay, wait, Christine, I see light ceiling. What's ahead?
Yeah. What? I think we made it. This has to be it.
Yeah, well, it's gotta be something. Just be careful.
I mean,
can't let them find us.
Okay, it's a big pillar or something.
It's a pillar?
Yeah. And so it's black with a little blue, a bunch of red letters all around it.
Oh, what do they say?
It's not our language, I don't know.
Oh, well then, I guess we can't read it, but...
Should we light it on fire?
Yeah, is there somewhere that, like, that we should light on fire, or should we just, like...
Well, oh, there's a little hole in the base of it.
Oh. Alright, can you fit in it?
I can reach my arm in it. I can fit the fire in it.
Hold on, I can do this. Ready?
Yeah.
This is it. This is my opportunity. Give me the fire. Just put the fire on top of me.
Yeah, it's gonna be cold.
Alright, so I've been practicing in the bag.
Okay.
I think I got it. I can just kind of squirm. I can squirm my body and try to get in there.
That looks disgusting. I'm sorry. Can you keep going?
This is not easy, Faustine. I don't need your criticism right now. Alright. Can you keep it down? I'm going in.
You stay, it works.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. The whole thing split on fire.
You stay, get out of there.
Alright. I'm out. Alright, let's like...
What's going on?
Oh, the pillar. The whole cave is lighting up.
All the weird little letters are turning blue now.
They're turning blue, and the whole cave is on fire.
Oh, it's swarming around me.
Oh my God.
You stay on out.
You lit on fire!
No!
Quick, I'm calling in the backup.
God, come on, where's this portal? We gotta run. Come on, portal. Come on.
Gold, red, blue, green, and yellow. All four. We got a cold quadruple four.
There it is, the portal's forming now.
Bickelstein, we have to go now!
I'm gonna jump through. Here we go!
I think we made it.
Oh,
sweet. Sweet grass. Much better than that pack.
Yeah.
Which is just frozen and full of... Well, was full of flint.
But not anymore. So the flint's gone.
Yeah. But more importantly, we're back.
We're back.
But where are we?
The plains?
Yeah, it's just... All the trees have gone.
Just grass for miles.
We're not in the forest anymore, that's for sure. I mean...
I have no idea where we are.
Do you think we went in the right direction?
Well, we're definitely back to our universe, at least.
Yeah, that's one thing. But, I guess we just gotta trek on and try to find someone.
Yeah.
If there's a village, I can't see above the grass. Is there a road?
No. Let me look around. Okay, now, there's some hills... Way off. I think that's the east. In that direction. Whatever that direction is.
Well, we don't want to go east, but, I mean, better than nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there's hills over there. It's just flat everywhere else.
We just got to find someone and figure out where we are. But, I mean,
Let's just go quickly, because I don't know if those guys are going to... If the hell cops are going to...
They're going to come through, yeah.
Come through.
Okay. Yeah, let's go.
All right. I'm gonna sing a little song while we go through this. You know, walking on these plains. I've never seen the plains, but you know, it's really putting me in a sing-song mood.
Probably take my mind off that demon rock from earlier.
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't judge me. Here we go, we came from hell and now we're in the plains. But don't you think for even one second that we are even kind of plain? Cause we ain't lame, we're one of the coolest adventurers. Cause we went to hell and now we're back. We're like a bat that just came out of hell. And I really love to eat my meatloaf.
That was an experience. That's a song.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right? That was just, you know, because I haven't felt this good, you know, since I found that soap the first time in that bathhouse.
Idea. We take that song to the Bard Studio. That it goes to number one, I'm calling it now.
All right, well, we gotta find the magical wizard tower, and I'd be definitely down to do some recording. But
we just need a lot of magic for that.
Yeah, not. Hopefully, this one doesn't trick us into another dimension again. I've had enough dimension travel for a long time.
We've conquered multiple dimensions. I'm sure we can handle any others that are thrown at us.
You know what? That's true, Finkelstein. There's only three. So, I think we've actually been to all of them, all of the known universes.
This one.
Us, ours, the fourth, and hell. Yeah. So, we did it. I think, you know, this is a tale. If the people in Roadbed won't believe us when we've been to all three dimensions.
Well, probably not, but we know.
We know.
We know.
Yeah, we know. It's a good thing that there are definitely no other dimensions, and because, you know, if they were like, I feel like if they had portals to our dimension, you know, could they be listening to us right now? Do you think?
No. That's not possible.
Yeah, I don't want to think about those things. That'd be weird.
That'd be really, like, what kind of creepers would just listen to us?
Yeah, like, that, I don't even want to think about the terrible kinds of creepy people that would do that.
Nah,
but
awful people.
Let's just head off. Finkelstein, put me back in the bag.
Alright.
Because I cannot move quick. I am a puddle. Have you forgotten already?
No, you're still only up to my ankle, so I noticed.
Alright. Well, let's carry on. Wayward son.
Let's get you in.